Public school teachers in Arizona have voted to walk out of the classroom next week. Teachers had demanded a 20% pay increase. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey agreed to do that by 2020, but educators said the plan still doesn't address all of their funding concerns. The Arizona walkout is now planned for April 26th. It's just the latest in a string of teacher protests and strikes across the nation. John Kavanaugh is a Republican state senator from Arizona's 23rd district. That's Scottsdale, outside of Phoenix, and the Fort McDowell Native American Reservation. He's also chairman of Arizona's Senate Appropriations Committee.
They're not exactly calling a strike. Arizona doesn't have a teachers union, and we also don't have negotiations, which complicates things a bit. There is a group called the AEA, the Education Association, which is a quasi-union. But even there has never been negotiations. But now this latest new group, this Red for Ed group, is kind of a grassroots group. Hard to say exactly how representative it is, because some schools don't even have representatives. But they've kind of picked up the mantle, and I guess this kind of wave of increased ed spending across the nation. And they're riding it quite successfully, to the point where they made a demand to our governor for a 20% pay raise, which I suspect they were just throwing out of nowhere because it's so high. And he surprised them by saying, okay, we'll do that.
We'll do that, but also said not going to raise funding across the school system, which is what they also wanted.
Well, they began almost exclusively talking about their pay raise for 20%. And that caused a lot of consternation among the legislature, because that would pretty much squeeze out any other school funding, and it would certainly squeeze out other programs, child protective services, disability people, access. I mean, it would literally take all the available discretionary money we have. But they were concentrating on their own 20%, and I think they were shocked when Governor Ducey said, I'll give that to you over 24 months. And then they kind of scrambled. I suspect they were thinking that they just made themselves irrelevant because they got what they wanted, and now what do they do? So they quickly pivoted and started talking about the rest of the school employees, who initially they totally ignored, and other school funding issues.
And you're saying, with your view from the Senate and the purse strings, that there is the money without deep cuts or tax increases to meet a 20% demand?
We could. I think it's poor policy to give only teachers an exorbitant increase when nobody else will be getting anything, when other programs will be suffering, and when teachers across the country who did similar protests didn't get 20%. I mean, I was just looking at the internet. West Virginia, 5%. Oklahoma, 5%. New Mexico, $2,000 raise from salaries around $36,000-$40,000. I mean, this is so far off the charts what they've asked. And we were so surprised when the governor granted it, but it's still not enough for them. So it's hard to deal with people like this.
So, Senator Kavanaugh, where do you think this goes? I know a lot of this depends on teachers and the governor. You say you can meet 20% from your end there, but not much else. Do you think this goes to 10% with money for other school employees, or 20% for teachers, and that's where they land?
I think it's going to be 20% for teachers, and that's where they land. I don't think they're going to strike. They're talking about doing a walkout next Thursday. It's also very complex. My district is mostly Scottsdale. Over the last 2 years, Scottsdale prioritized teacher pay increases. So Scottsdale teachers got 14% increases over the last 2 years. So how do you walk out claiming that you're not getting enough pay when you got monumental increases just recently? It's kind of complicated.
Senator John Kavanaugh, Republican state senator from Arizona's 23rd district and chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We continue our look now at the teachers' walkout in Arizona with Casey Coons, senior field correspondent for KJZZ in Phoenix. Casey, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you heard Senator John Kavanaugh of the Arizona Senate Appropriations Committee there describing the situation. Is it as he describes it? Did the governor say okay to 20% and then teachers kind of went back on their original demand? Where do things stand?
So the original demands, there were multiple original demands. There was the 20% pay raise. There was They were asking for more to restore the funding that had been cut over the Great Recession, and also no new tax cuts while that's happening. So some of what Senator Kavanaugh was saying was true. The governor did come out about a day after there was a giant rally at the state capitol where thousands of educators, not just teachers, but other support staff, came out to basically ask for these demands and say, this is what we want. This is the support we have. And Governor Doug Ducey came out with this 19, technically it's 19% to 2020 because there's already a 1% increase in the budget right now. So that would be on top of that 1% increase that Governor Ducey had already promised.
So, Casey, John Kavanaugh also says, you know, technically not a strike. Arizona doesn't have a teachers union. But because of no union, he's not convinced that this vote to walk out is even representative of teachers across the state. What do we know?
Yeah, so legally, this is kind of complicated because Arizona is a right-to-work state. So that means if teachers walk out from their jobs, they're liable to have their contracts terminated. And that means that their teacher's license could even be revoked. So it is kind of a risk for them. As far as representation, the group Arizona Educators United, the grassroots group that helped call this vote, said about 57,000 teachers voted. There's about 60,000 teachers, according to the Department of Education here, across the state. So it's pretty well represented. And then that means the votes came back, 78% voted for the vote. That's about three quarters. So as far as representation, I think some rural schools and some rural teachers kind of were saying that they didn't feel heard, or and some of the support staff felt like they hadn't been heard. And I asked some of the organizers about that, and they said that they want to reach out to people that feel like they haven't gotten their questions or their concerns met. So as far as representation, 57,000 teachers is a majority.
So, Casey, what are teachers saying to you about this moment and their need for higher pay, not only for themselves, but for other school workers, and what the message they've gotten from places like Oklahoma, West Virginia, teacher strikes in other states? This is a national moment.
Yeah, it's a massive support across the state. It's I think one thing that's really interesting is that it's all, I would say, largely social media based. I've been calling teachers. I've been texting teachers. You know, I hear people that say, you know, this is, it's our time, essentially, and that this is, there's no better time to call something like this. And the fact that, like, I just saw yesterday, the other day, that some Washington teachers had posted in the Arizona Educators United group saying, what you've done has inspired us. We're doing the same thing. We're using kind of the same branding. And we and Arizona teachers here actually use that kind of branding, that hashtag red for ed and the red color from Oklahoma. So they were talking with Oklahoma and West Virginia and Chicago teachers about how to do this. And they said that that has been a huge help in figuring out exactly where they can go, what would be most effective, and how they can get their demands met.
Well, Casey, you heard Senator Kavanaugh there just before you saying, look, 20% for teachers, we could probably pay for that without tax increases. Certainly, there's no borrowing in Arizona. But if you go deeper than that, it's Child Protective Services, it's other social services, it's maybe even Medicaid. Before we go, are teachers in Arizona prepared for those types of hard decisions?
Right. Yeah. So that was a big question that came last night when they announced this. The original proposal from Governor Ducey, some of the plans that have come out as it's written right now is that this money is going to come from those. It's already written that it's going to come from those places. They're going to basically sweep these budget requests into this 2020 fund. And that is something that is concerning all of the teachers. And that's kind of another reason that they're calling this walkout, is to help renegotiate maybe and see where the funds could come from in other places.
Arizona teachers as of now planning to walk out next Thursday after a statewide vote. Casey Kuhn with KJZZ in Phoenix. Casey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.